Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver, managing editor from ColumbusCountyNews.com, with some of the stories that might not have made headlines this week, but you still need to know about them. The Food Bank of Wilmington is going to have a pop-up market today from 9 until 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirement. The church is located at 6224 Chabron Highway in Chabron, and it's first come, first serve, of course. Wabble Police Department is partnering with Gentiva Hospice for the We Call, We Care program. This is a free daily phone check-in service for older adults, disabled individuals, and shut-ins who live alone within the city limits. Each day, Chief Paul Rokenbach, or a member of the Wabble Police Department, will call participants between 8 and 11 a.m. If there's no answer after three attempts, they will call a designated key holder. If necessary, an officer will respond in person to check on the individual. Call 910-642-5111 for more information on this, or see the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and you can click on the link and sign up. Columbus County Sheriff's Office Animal Shelter is at maximum capacity. No dog or cat trapping, owner surrenders, or strays will be accepted until further notice. APS is in need of donations of towels, blankets, flat sheets, cleaning products, wet or dry dog food and cat food, toys, and dog and cat treats. The shelter is located at 288 Legion Drive in Wyville. To find out how you can help or for animal adoption information, call 910-641-3945. You can also check out their Facebook page. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Wyntville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Wyntville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the nicer stories from our community. Now, today is Extension and Community Association Foundation Day at the Boys and Girls Home. ECA Day will be from 10 a.m. until 1 at the Boys and Girls Home campus at Lake Waccamaw. Food will be provided. ECA has been a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Home ever since it was founded. When Columbus County's Dixie Youth softball teams went to Louisiana recently, they had some help from a heavy hitter in state youth sports. Columbus County Dixie Softball Board was awarded a $5,000 travel grant from the North Carolina Youth Outdoor Engagement Commission. Now, that money comes from the State Gambling Commission. The grant was given to help with travel and motel expenses for the recent World Series trip to Ruston, Louisiana. That grant paid off as the Central Columbus Angels defeated South Carolina 5-3 in the Battle of the Carolinas for the World Series title. Community Art Journey is going to be celebrating dragonflies with their workshop tomorrow. Folks will be painting their own acrylic painting of these beautiful insects on canvas with Heather Miner. She'll be teaching color theory, composition, and basic technique. Cost is $20 for a 12x16 canvas. Call 208-989-9116 to sign up. Hallsbury United Methodist Church is going to be getting crafty on Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. They'll be diving into a fun and creative evening of rock painting. Children are welcome, but they must be accompanied by a parent. All the supplies will be provided, and donations are welcome to help support future craft nights. Hallsbury United Methodist can be found at 1004 Hallsborough Road South. Speaking of HUMC, the United Women of Faith is continuing their support of Hallsborough Artesia Elementary School. The school is now stocked with paper and pens, but classrooms are in need of donations of Kleenex, hand sanitizers, and disinfecting wipes to deal with all those little germs that kids come up with. Items can be dropped off in the Narthex container during Sunday morning worship, or you can contact the church via Facebook Messenger to arrange a pickup. The Wolfpack of Wyville is going to welcome their newest pups, the class of 2029, on August 20th from 9 until 11 a.m. at the school. There'll be campus tours, facility introductions, and club and extracurricular information. Schedules will be passed out during the orientation. Students can also learn about advanced classes and their benefits. The kids will get to enjoy free Kona ice and prizes for attending. Wyville High School is located at 413 North Lee Street. Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark's AME Zion Church. That's located at 114 West Virgil Street in Wyville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to sign up. Southeastern Community College is getting ready to teach some BASICs. How's that for an awkward word? As they buzz into beekeeping with their beginner's class. Whether you're starting a backyard hive or just curious about the little critters, your course is your gateway into the world of honeybees. Learn about their biology, seasonal care, pest control, the vital role in pollination, and everything you ever want to know about bees. Classes are every Tuesday and Thursday, September 2nd through the 18th, from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the Carteret Building on Room 148. You can register today. Just look up this story on our website and click the link, and it'll take you right to it. The college course is located at 4564 Chadburn Highway. Liberty Hospice is hosting a free grief support group from September 4th through October 30th. The group will meet each week from 11 until 12:30 at the Elizabethtown Public Library, 111 North Cypress Street. Each session will include a short video with accompanying discussions. Call Giovanna Bellamy at 910-640-8039. Pearson Company in Hallsboro had an awesome find upstairs in the store last week. They found receipts that tell them so much history about local sawmills. Back in the days, there were multiple local sawmills in our area, and the store had receipts for when they purchased lumber. Pearson Company had their own sawmill as well. They shipped pine lumber by the rail car load throughout the East Coast. The steam engine that powered the mill is currently on display at the Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum. Remember to check out the Good News tab throughout the week at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and be sure you send your stuff in to us. Little kids with big fish, civic clubs, birthdays, anniversaries, anything that makes you smile, we got room for it in the Good News, and there's never a charge. We'd love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@ColumbusCountyNews.com or to Miss Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love having visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Let's make it a great week, and thank you for sharing the good news.